بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, we're continuing with the discussion regarding Fir'aun and his people. And after Nabi Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام had defeated the magicians and they had accepted Islam at his hands, then Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام began inviting Fir'aun and his people to worship one Allah, to follow Musa عليه السلام as the messenger, as the Nabi of Allah. But of course, because of their arrogance, because of their pride, they refused to accept this invitation and they continued to persecute Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a few punishments that he had inflicted upon Fir'aun and his people during their lifetime. وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. Allah says, certainly we had seized the people of Fir'aun with years of drought and decrease in crops. And what was the purpose for this punishment? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ, so that perhaps they may take heed. Perhaps they may realize that this is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are helpless to stop this drought or to cause our crops to grow. And they may then take heed and listen to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the psychological state of Fir'aun and his people. How did they react to these punishments? فَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْحَسَنَةُ قَالُوا لَنَا هَذِي. When any goodness came to them, then they would say that this is due to us. We deserve this. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ. And if any difficulty came their way, يَطَّيَّرُوا بِمُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ. Then they would attribute this to the ill fortune of Musa alayhi salam and those with him. In other words, they would say that because of you, your presence, or your wrongdoings, you have brought the bad luck and you have caused these losses or this calamity to befall us. And this particular frame of mind or mindset, in modern psychology they call this self-serving bias. When a person attributes success to himself, that I am deserving of this, I worked hard, it is my doing. And when there's failure, then a person attributes it to some external cause, external reason, somebody else is to blame, or something else is to blame, conditions were not right. So a person just cannot accept that sometimes his failures are because of himself, because of his own shortcomings. So this was their condition. So Allah says, أَلَا إِنَّمَا طَائِرُهُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. That listen, their ill fortune is actually from Allah. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of them don't know this. They think that it's because of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's presence. But this actually has come from Allah and it is a direct result of their actions, their evil actions that has brought this ill fortune upon them. Then they would say to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَقَالُوا مَهْمَا تَأْتِنَا بِهِ مِنْ آيَةٍ لِتَسْحَرَنَا بِهَا فَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. That whatever sign you bring to us and you try and bewitch us and you try and carry out your magic upon us, remember that earlier on they had accused him of being a magician. So they continued the same train of thought. So whatever sign you bring to bewitch us, we will not believe in you. No matter what you do, we will not believe in you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now began to send even more punishments upon them. So in this verse, Allah mentions a few of these punishments. And Mufassirin mentioned what would happen is that one test or one punishment would come. And then when they would see this in front of them, they would tell Musa alayhi salam that please now make dua to Allah. Ask Allah to remove this. When Allah would do so, then again they would transgress. Then the next punishment would come. And like this, the cycle repeated itself. So a few of these punishments Allah highlights in this verse. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانِ. We sent upon them, number one, floods. So floods would come and wipe out their crops. And they would realize again we are helpless. Then they would ask Musa alayhi salam to make dua. Then they would transgress. Then the next punishment came, وَالْجَرَاد. We sent a swarm of locusts. And this, when their crops had now grown again, then the locusts came and ate up their crops. Again, they made tawbah, then they transgressed after that. The next punishment came, wal-qummal. Allah says, we sent lice to them. As we know, lice that comes upon or falls into the hair of a person, how difficult it is for a person to get it out. So this was a widespread affliction that afflicted most of them. They had lice in their hair. Wal-dhafadiya. Then the next punishment, we sent frogs to them. Mufassirin mentioned that such an abundance of frogs that in every utensil, in every home, If they would just open some container where they would store their food, etc., they would find frogs in there. That's what a plague it had become. Wadham, and then blood. Blood, this here Mufassirin mentioned, that again the water that they would store, which they would use for cooking and for bathing and for cleansing themselves, this water would turn into blood. And they would then be unable to use this. Ayatim Mufassalat, Allah says, all of this we sent as clear signs to them that there is some being controlling all of this. Fir'aun is not in charge. فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. But they were arrogant and they continued to be a transgressing people. وَلَمَّا وَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّجْزِ. When this punishment would come to them, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى دُعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ بِمَا عَهِدَ عِنْدَكَ. Then they would say, O Musa, please make dua to your Rabb because of the promise that he has given to you. So here Mufassirin mentioned, what promise are they talking about? Meaning they're telling Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah has promised you, because you are his Nabi, he will assist you, he will help you. So take advantage of that now and ask Allah to help us. In other words, they knew within their heart that Allah did promise his assistance to Musa, that he was a Nabi of Allah and he had a close relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They knew this, they understood it. لَإِن كَشَفْتَ عَنَّ الرِّجْزِ. They would then say to him that, listen, if you remove this punishment, you take it away from us, لَنُؤْمِنَنَّ لَكْ. Definitely, without a doubt, we'll bring iman in you. And وَلَنُرْسِلَنَّ مَعَكَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. We'll send the Bani Israel with you also. We'll release them from their slavery and we'll allow you to take them away also. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الرِّجْزِ. Allah says, when we would remove the punishment from them, إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ هُمْ بَالِغُوهُ. For a specified period of time which they were to reach. In other words, we would say to them, okay, we will temporarily withhold our punishment and we give you 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Show your commitment, show your sincerity. إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. They would then break their promise and go back to their transgression. So finally Allah mentions, فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ. We took retribution from them. فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمْ. And we caused them to drown in the ocean. بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ. Because they had rejected our signs and because they were heedless. غافلين, this word غفلة, we normally hear to be heedless, to be neglectful or to be unmindful. Because they were unmindful of our signs, they did not take it seriously. Eventually, sign after sign after sign and chance after chance Allah had given them. But when they persisted, finally their destruction took place. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how he gave the Bani Israel leadership in the land and they inherited whatever was left behind by the people of Fir'aun. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.